And let me just make it real clear where I stand. I'm not voting in this election. I didn't vote in the last election. I'm probably never going to vote again in my life. In this article, it's crystal clear who he's telling you to vote for. If you read the whole, you'll see as I read this thing. It's crystal clear who he's telling you to vote for. It's not Hillary. He's telling you to vote for Donald Trump. That's what this article is about, why you should go vote for Donald Trump. Anybody can read that. It's very clear. I mean, with so much at stake socially, economically, and morally. I mean, we got it. We're going to go off the cliff. No, we already went off the cliff morally, number one. But number two is socially? What's he going to do for us socially? What does that even mean? I mean, whatever Trump's doing socially, I'm not into it. You know, I mean, what kind of social skills are we talking about here? And don't you come at me. Listen to me, you little Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh head coming in. Why don't you shut off that stupid talk radio and why don't you read the book of Psalms and read the book of Proverbs and you might actually learn that everyone that is proud is an abomination to the Lord. Amen. And Donald Trump is the most prideful, arrogant person on the planet.
Right.
Even his supporters would admit that. And everyone that's proud is an abomination to the Lord.
Amen.
Except Donald Trump. He's going to fix us morally and socially. I'm not a liberal. I'm against liberals. Whoever they are and whatever they are calling themselves, they're the enemies of America, and they're my enemies. Abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, assisted suicide, big government, deficit spending, sodomite marriage, men and women's restrooms, all of this is the handiwork of the liberal crowd. Oh, really? That's funny, because when George Bush had a Republican House and a Republican Senate, they did nothing to stop abortion when he controlled the whole thing. That's funny. Big government? That's funny because Ronald Reagan tripled the size of our government. Sorry to mess with your idol there. He tripled the size of the government. He deficit spent. Okay, what about George Bush, who deficit spending, huge government, big deficit spending, sodomite marriage. Yeah, funny because the Republican candidate, Donald Trump, said that he's better for the LGBT than Hillary is. He said, I'm more pro-LGBT than Hillary. I'll do more for them. Look, folks, this is just a crock when they tell you that, oh, the Republicans are going to save us and fix everything. You know what? Honestly, and I preached about this when I was up in Vancouver, Washington. But listen, your independent fundamental Baptists today, they shouldn't even be called Baptists. They should be called independent fundamental Republicans. Because anything that they preach that's hard preaching, they only preach hard about stuff that the Republican Party platform agrees with them on. See, these guys are all big and listen. You listen up to me right now. Don't you zone out on me. Listen, these guys, they preach all big and tough. When they have 100 million Republicans behind them, then they'll preach hard. When they have 100 million Republicans behind them cheering them on, that's why in this whole newspaper, there are probably, 10 articles on transgender bathrooms and sodomite marriage, but they'll never preach what the Bible says about homosexuality, never. They'll never preach it. That's why when they list all the evils, they list sodomite marriage and men and women's restrooms. Now, where does the Bible mention a man and a woman's restroom? Can somebody help me out with that? Oh, it's not there? Where does the Bible mention sodomite marriage? Nowhere. So instead of listing as the big evils, sodomite marriage, how about just legal sodomy? How about just being a homo in general? See, the Bible says that homos are disgusting and filthy and wicked. That's what the Bible says, but they don't teach that. And the Bible used the word filthy. The Bible used the word vile. The Bible says that they're an abomination. The Bible says they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. The Bible says that they're reprobate. The Bible says God gave them over to a reprobate mind. But these guys will never preach that, but they talk on and on about bathrooms. And they talk on and on about sodomite marriage. Why? Because that's what the Republican Party's talking about. That's what Sean Hannity's talking about. That's what Glenn Beck's talking about. That's all they take a stand for. And so to them, it's just, I mean, when they look at that Republican Party platform, it's like light versus darkness, good versus evil. No, it isn't. It's Coke versus Pepsi. They're worried about Hillary and her hate speech legislation. They never preach any hate anyway. What are they worried about? They call me hate preacher. They don't preach any hate. They only preach that which is Republican, that which is politically correct for the conservatives. That's all they preach. So I'm not on all pins and needles about who wins. And you know what? Maybe it's better if Hillary just wins. Maybe that's better. Maybe it was better that Obama won. Why? Because it's better the devil we know than the devil we don't know. He says we're on the brink of going off the cliff economically in this country. Well, I hope we do go off the cliff. In fact, I think I'm going to pray that the finances in this country tank and that we go into a recession. Let's start praying for a recession. Let's pray for a drought. Let's pray for a famine. Then maybe we can be like Elijah, who prayed that it wouldn't rain for 3 years and 6 months.
Amen.
Why? Because it brought a nation to their knees and turned them back to God, and then they got saved and went to heaven when they died.
Amen.
But when people are prosperous and when everything's going good, then they eat, drink, and they're merry, and they go into wickedness, and they get prideful. Hey, maybe our country needs to be brought to its knees.
Right.
Maybe our country needs to be humbled. Maybe bad things need to happen. Maybe our country just needs to be pushed off the cliff economically so that people, maybe if they're poor, maybe they'll be poor in spirit and maybe they'll actually listen to the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, but we need Trump to fix the economy. No, let the economy go down the toilet.
Amen.
Let people in this country miss some meals. Let's all be poor in this country. Let's all suffer. We deserve to suffer when we're a wicked country.